Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, at some point, we're going to have to open the bottles and let them breathe. Is that right for the wine challenge,
Sean? Really.
You don't really need to let wine breathe.
If you want to, you can.
What do you think, Bergman? Let it breathe or no?
I mean, I don't know enough about
wine.
The
moment. Somebody else got to use the corkscrew. I have no experience with
I can do that.
Opening bottles of wine. So Kyler Murray, if you're just tuning in, Kyler Murray today signed a five-year, $230.5 million extension. John, I don't know about you, but I think that's an enormous disaster for the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, so what has Kyler Murray ever done or won?
Well, he's collapsed at the end of multiple seasons.
Right.
Came up lame in the postseason.
I know it's critical, but this reminds me of when the Rams paid Jared Goff.
Although, let's take a step back. Did we question it when the Rams signed Jared Goff?
Yeah, only because they did it a year early. They did it a
year right after the Super Bowl.
They had to.
Yeah, right after the Super Bowl.
And
they did it when Carson Wentz got his.
Isn't that what the Cardinals are doing?
Cardinals are one more year in the cycle.
Right.
Kyler was going into his fifth-year option, so they had to do something with him, either let him play it out or sign him long-term.
I would have let him play it out.
I just think that is a ton of money. Now, one of the things that Bergman pointed out is that, so if you don't know, the contract, $105 million is fully guaranteed, $161.7 million injury guarantee, $29 million signing bonus, and then salaries of 30, 39, and 39, let's call it. And, Greg, he was going to play baseball, or that was one of the possibilities for him. He was drafted by the Oakland A's, and it's clear he made the right choice because what's the A's total payroll this year?
The A's total payroll is $48.5 million.
And he is making
$41.5 million.
So he's almost making the entire A's payroll.
Yeah, I would have given it to somebody else. Kyler Murray isn't. I would say Kyler Murray is a middle of the pack quarterback.
I would too. I absolutely. He's certainly not a top 10 quarterback. He's probably between 15 and 20, would you say?
Yeah.
Between 15 and 20. And I don't think that's $230 million. So, all right. I wanted to get to this because this is an annoyance and you're going to challenge me on it and blah, blah, blah. So, Madden released the ratings for.
And for whatever reason, players take this stuff incredibly seriously.
Yeah. So the number one wide receiver, according to Madden, is Davante Adams. The number two wide receiver, according to Madden, is Cooper Kupp. Now, how is that possible? Cooper Kupp led the league in receptions, yardage, touchdowns, and yards per catch.
Yeah, I don't get it.
How is Cooper Kupp not the number one wide receiver in the game?
Don't get it.
Davante Adams is the best receiver in the game. As last year, Cooper Kupp was. But over a longer period of time, Davante Adams is.
But aren't you rated on what you just did?
No, it's an overall.
Cooper Kupp was in his third full season. Davante Adams has been around longer.
What is LeBron James' number in NBA 2K? It's probably much higher.
I don't know. What do you think it is, John? In NBA 2K?
98, 99?
Yeah, I would think at this stage of his career, maybe 97, but right, high 90s.
But high 90s, would probably higher than some guys that you would probably think were better than LeBron at this point in their career just based on time and what they are currently doing. You still put him up high because of his body of work. Same thing with Davante Adams getting the higher because of the body of work.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Shocking.
Pretty sure I'm right in all this.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Got a little Rams,
to prove
homerism.
I will be selecting Cooper Kupp number one overall in the Hollywood Football League fantasy.
Well, I would say this.
Draft.
I don't know if Cooper Kupp deserves to be the number one pick, but if you don't take him when you pick first in that league, you won't get him.
Yeah,
he'll go in the top 24 for sure.
Yeah, and here's the thing about it is, first of all, Cooper Kupp is, in my opinion, and like fantasy football. ESPN has got Cooper Kupp number three overall. I'm going to reach and take him at number one. part of it is I'm going to see him play every game and be at all of his games, which makes it really fun. But on top of that, I think it's the smart pick. And this is the year I do not, under any circumstances, impossible that I finish last in our fantasy football league.
You say this every year. You finish last 4 out of the last 5 seasons.
This is the real year.
Including last year, which forced you to shave your eyebrow.
This is the real year, John.
Oh, God. Are you recording this, Jorge?
Yeah. Record this, Jorge.
Yeah.
This is my year.
No, please. I've heard this for four years.
Ever since I started drafting sober, my baseball teams have been really good. Mm-hmm. I won the basketball league. There's no way I'm finishing last. I'm finishing in the money in our fantasy football league.
Top five.
Which hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah, it's like in forever.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
And immediately somebody on Twitter is like, what are you going to do if you finish last?
It's a fair question.
Last year you shaved an eyebrow. That's pretty extreme.
You're so confident, will you shave your head?
That is, yeah, if you're not that confident.
I mean, it's bigger than the eyebrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not shaving my head. This is the best thing I've got.
Will you let, if you finish last,
mm-hmm.
will you let Bergman take 5 swipes at your face with a tortilla?
I won't fold it this time.
So if you missed it a little bit earlier in the show.
By the way, the video of Mason blowing me up when I spit the water all over the place is pretty funny.
Incredible.
It's a direct shot.
It is a direct shot. If you missed it earlier, there's a TikTok craze where you get a mouthful of water and then you slap each other with tortillas, and whoever spits it out first is the loser. We did that, of course. That's the thing you come to expect from the show of the year here
at 710. Mason finished first, Bergman second, Jorge third, and I came in last. Although I'm appealing because I swear I hit Jorge hard enough with the tortilla that water came out of his nose. Jorge, by the way, are you denying that?
Absolutely, John. I am.
Yeah, you can't even keep a straight face. I was pointing at the water coming out of your nose. You're like, what?
There's nothing on the floor. There's no proof.
What do you mean? It doesn't have to hit the floor. It just has to come out of your mouth or nose. The power of that slap knocked the water right out of your friggin' nose.
All right, if they prove it, we'll go half and half.
Okay. If they prove it.
Okay, if they prove it, we'll go half and half. You're a fair man.
We'll do it. Right. So,
where are the interns?
All behind me.
Brady, find the video of Jorge getting water out of his nose.
Do that, Brady. All right, so.
Parker, you can find it too.
So what's the NBA is so stupid.
About what?
About fining people. Joe Lacob got fined $500,000 for saying that the luxury tax is very unfair.
And here was his point. I'm guessing, Bergman, we didn't pull the exact Joe Lacob quotes, right? His point was he has homegrown all of his players.
Right.
You know, Andrew Wiggins they traded for, but Steph, Clay, Draymond, Looney, Moses Moody, Kuminga. I mean, the majority of their rotation guys have been drafted by the Warriors. So Lacob's point is, why should he be penalized for paying them for getting better? That's what you want. You want to draft players.
Yep.
Develop them. Have them help you win titles.
Right.
Pay them accordingly. Why should he have to pay a fine? He didn't corrupt the system. He didn't go out and do what some other super teams do and basically get free agents and get guys who force trades. The Warriors have done it the right way.
But he's allowed to spend as much as he wants on Steph, on Draymond, on Clay, on Jordan Poole, on all those
correct
guys.
But in return they tax the crap out of him.
So why does he think
you think it's punitive?
Yeah, but
he thinks it's punitive.
Is it punitive in baseball? The Dodgers are going to pay a huge luxury tax.
But I think what you would say about the Dodgers is they went out and got everybody else's best guys. They went out and got Mookie Betts from the Red Sox. They went out and got Trevor Bauer from wherever he was. They went out and got Justin Turner. They went out and got, the Dodgers have some homegrown people, but not very many. Mostly those guys were brought up and developed in other organizations.
Yeah, I mean, in an uncapped league, like baseball is, you know, baseball is a capitalist system. Whoever's got the money pays, and you get a little luxury tax at the end. In the case of the NBA, this is the system which he has signed up for. I mean, this competitive balance tax is important, and it somehow manages to create some level of parity in the game, which is what the NBA wants, right?
Right. But his argument would be, why am I being penalized for drafting and developing my own players? I get his point. I by the way, I'm surprised the NBA fined him. Adam Silver has
$500,000.
Adam Silver has always been one of the more progressive, in-touch commissioners. And this reminds me of when they fined Magic Johnson after he complimented Giannis.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Just dumb.
That was $500,000,
yeah,
too.
They're just dumb.
That's insanity. Yeah, I mean, I think that all sports leagues should be uncapped. That's the way I view it. I'm a capitalist through and through. Spend as much as you possibly can and hope for the best, and some teams will have high payrolls, some teams will have low payrolls, sometimes a low payroll team will break through like happens in baseball, but I think players aren't getting, and okay, they're all doing really well, but LeBron James in an uncapped world is $100 million plus player. You don't think LeBron James in an uncapped world is $100 million player? Of course he is. Star effing driven.
Yeah,
town.
But has any athlete in any sport ever been paid $100 million?
Sure, soccer. Don't they get paid $100 million?
Star effing driven town. I don't know. It would be.
Or, hey, you would know.
Messi. Huh? Does Messi make over $100 million?
Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar are probably the top three.
And you don't think? But do you think it's $100 million?
Just on salary for soccer, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So why shouldn't LeBron be paid like that?
Well, the reason you have a salary cap is to promote competitive balance. That there'd only be a couple of teams who could afford to pay LeBron $100 million. But
isn't that the point? That's capitalism.
Messi makes $41 million a year.
$41 million. That's it.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's ever made $100 million a year, unless it's like a box.
Well, in an uncapped world, what would LeBron James make?
Well, right now he makes 40. He'd make 55 or 60.
You think only 55 or 60?
Well, the soccer.
You don't think Joe Lacob would break the bank for somebody like that if there was no competitive balance tax? Add LeBron
just
to that.
Never
group?
Happened before. I mean, Messi. There isn't a salary cap in soccer.
Correct.
And Messi makes $41 million.
Well, they also have those transfer fees, which are gigantic.
Ronaldo
too.
Makes 26 million. Neymar makes 40.
What's Max Verstappen make? Bourbon.
I don't know, but isn't that's euros? That's 43 million euros, so that's actually more.
Well,
that's
no, I don't know. Euros. No, 41 million USD is what Messi makes.
Oh, okay.
But Neymar.
Yeah, I don't know what that works out to. Let me see.
And it's not much more. It's 52 million, 51.5.
Yeah, yeah, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. If I was Joe Lacob and I had all the money in the world, and he does, he's building his own arena, all that stuff, and
it's
I've got a
built.
Chance to spend as much as I want, I'd spend big money. I would spend big money on talent in an uncapped world.
So Max Verstappen makes 40 to 50 million a year.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's about
right.
As high as it's going to get.
That's about as high as I still think LeBron would make a ton more on an open market.
But LeBron does make a ton more just from all his endorsements. He probably makes over $100 million a year with all the other stuff.
He definitely does. He definitely does. All right, coming up next for you, John, there's a USC football player who can do something pretty amazing. Do you know what it is?
Is it related to name, image, and likeness?
No.
Okay, no.
Related to something else entirely, something physical.
Okay.
We will do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Some Adele. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. It is Thursday, and we already got up to some. Somebody said, you guys better watch it or you're going to break a hip. And I said, we are not at break a hip age yet.
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 As far as we know.
We're not there. So, John, there is a football player at USC who, really big kid, right? He's 6'5", 320.
Okay.
So really big boy. His name is Cooper Lovelace, which is a great name.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tweeted out, he is able to do the splits. And, I mean, legitimately full-on splits. Have you seen the video?
Yeah, he's like freakishly flexible.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do half the stuff he can do.
Now,
and he weighs 100 pounds more than me. Well, more than that. Like 150 pounds more than me. And is 5 inches taller than me, and he can bend like a pretzel. The guy's like Gumby.
Now, I am very flexible.
Okay, well, you're a yoga teacher.
Yeah, I was a yoga teacher. Yeah. And I don't have, I've got close to splits. Do you have close to splits?
No, God, no. I don't think so.
Bergman, do you have close to splits?
Absolutely not. Not even close. I don't think you can do the splits.
I can get very, very close.
Let's see it.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Put some money on it.
No. I think you can do it. I'll bet.
I said close to
splits.
Yeah,
I'll bet one of you guys money that Mason can get close to the splits.
Nah.
No. You don't want it?
I don't have that much money. Oh, no, I'll do it. All right, fine. If it'll get you to actually do it. Oh, no, you're doing it anyway.
All right. So Bergman, $5,000. He can get close to the splits.
That's a lot for me. I don't have that much money. How about one?
All right, one. All right, here we go. Okay, he's down. He's very close. Yeah, I mean, he's basically 3 inches from the splits. I don't think I could even come close to that.
Go ahead. Try it out. All right. Try it out. Let John try it.
So you went left foot forward?
I went right foot forward.
Okay. So.
And you see, John.
That's as low as I can go.
That's not bad.
He's on the ground.
Yeah, but his was too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, you're allowed to have your knee on the ground.
Like, I can't even. Like, when I. You could probably bend your whole chest over your knee, right? Like, I can only go to here.
Yeah, no, I've got a full forward fold. I've got a full...
Yeah, that's as low as I can go.
Yeah, no, that's good, though. You've got flexibility stuff.
Yeah, my wife can bend like a pretzel.
Can she?
Does she do yoga and stuff? Yeah, and she does stretches that I can't even get to.
Yeah, but that guy's very, very impressive.
Right. And boy, he's 315 pounds, so which means he's going to be able to, you know, like, block... protect Caleb Williams left, right, and sideways. He's an offensive lineman, right?
Yeah, he's an offensive lineman.
Yeah, that's good news for them.
By the way, you know what's interesting about, you know, we talk about USC and Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams and Mario Williams and Jordan Addison and all those guys. Do you know that there is more money bet on USC to win the college football playoff than any other team? They're not the favorites, but there's more money
bet on
them than
any
other team. Let me.
They may have something to do with it. They may have like the best value. If you can get them at like 10-1 or 15-1, that's a good bet.
USC national title odds have improved from 40-1 to 25-1.
Oh, yeah, that's a great bet.
At the sports book, giving the Trojans the 6th best championship odds. This is coming off a 4-8 season.
Yeah, but I mean, what the heck? $1,000 to win 25? That's smart.
It's a test of the transfer portal.
Yeah. And of Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, absolutely. And with Lincoln Riley. I mean, the schedule lines up perfectly for USC. I think they open with Rice last day of August or something like that. And I'm definitely getting out there for games.
You know what I was thinking is that, think about this. Everybody in town, I think, the week before they hired Lincoln Riley.
Right.
If you were to ask most USC fans.
Mm-hmm.
Give a letter grade to Carol Folt, the president,
right,
and Mike Bone, the AD. They would both say F.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they just said they just don't get it. They put Clay Helton in there and then left him in there when the program was on fire. Let him go to 4-8 season.
Yep.
People just thought they didn't get it. When's the last time you heard any criticism of Carol Folt or Mike Bone since the day they hired Lincoln Riley?
Nope.
One move changed their entire perception in this city.
That is not accurate.
Oh, no,
it
that
is
Mike.
Accurate. Sorry, that is accurate.
I forgot what Mike Bone actually said.
No, that's when we brought up that Mike Bone was the fourth or fifth choice for athletic director.
That is not accurate.
Yeah, which we were told by multiple people was accurate. But now... Everybody loves those two because they went out and got Lincoln Riley. One move can change your entire perception in a city.
Yes.
And they just moved. Now, if they fail, if USC fails, people will blame Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley, absolutely.
They won't blame Carol Folt or Mike Bone. Those guys are now they've moved on to untouchable.
The amazing thing is that in an era where everything leaks, all secrets leaked, we never knew they were even talking to Lincoln Riley or that he was a possibility. In none of those rumors, like your neighbor Bruce Fowler, everybody,
yeah.
nobody had it.
But for people who listen to the show, you know this. I live two doors down from Bruce Feldman, who's the best college football reporter in the world.
Fantastic, yeah.
I mean, he's like the greatest. I mean, he's just completely dialed in.
Yes.
And even Bruce, until the morning it was happening, was like, yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then boom.
Boom.
They were able to swing it.
Yeah.
The only other time.
Won't you be my neighbor?
There's Bruce.
Yeah. There's
Bruce.
The funny thing is, Bruce has twins that are the same age as the Trudell twins.
Oh, wow. They have
so
both
Bruce
their hands
is, Bruce and his wife, Christy, have a boy and a girl. And then Jet and Talon are both boys. The,
got it.
Annie and Mike's twins. But yeah, they're all the same age. They're all running around the street somewhere. But. Yeah, that was, in terms of a move by an administration, the quickest turnaround from everybody thought that Mike Bone was a boob.
Yes.
And now nobody thinks that.
Right.
Because he went out and got Lincoln Riley.
Got Lincoln Riley.
Nobody, if you would have asked people, hey, do you think Mike Bone could ever go out and get like a big name coach, like a guy like Lincoln Riley, you would have gotten, the guy that gave Clay Helton an extra year? No, he doesn't get it.
That is not accurate.
Yeah. So apparently it's not.
He does get it.
Yeah.
He does get it after all. I'm watching the Home Run Derby. Actually, no, I just watched a video online of some Dodger fans at Home Run Derby. Does everybody in every stadium, in every town, fight? Like, is that a normal
this is a
thing
good,
or
this,
is that an
wait,
LA thing?
Okay, no. I think this is a good question. When we were all growing up, there were fights in the stands, but
yes.
Not everybody had camera phones. And there wasn't social media, and there wasn't a way to highlight that there were fights.
Right.
Now, everybody's got a camera in their pocket, and I think we hear about every fight.
So
I think
you
asked the right question.
Are you suggesting there have always been fights, and we're only hearing about them now?
Yes.
Because my thing is, I think the world is getting angrier, so there are way more fights now.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't think there are way more fights now. I think those fights existed before. And now we just hear about it more because everybody's got a
but
phone.
I saw a video of the Home Run Derby. I'm like, who fights at a Home Run Derby? Like, who's taking sides? Who's like, it's just unfathomable to me. Stop doing it, people.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing L.A.
Well, I don't think it's just L.A. I think there are fights
you
in
think
every
there,
city.
You think there are fights everywhere?
Well,
and
I know it. I mean, every arena I've worked in, there have been
are there as many fights
yeah.
everywhere?
Yeah.
Bergman, do you think there's many fights everywhere?
I do. I think they happen at every single stadium
and by the
every
way,
single place across the
country. No, then I don't feel so bad.
The most,
then screw it.
The most obnoxious fans where you get the most fights?
Yeah.
You want to guess?
Raiders.
Philly.
Oh, really not
yeah.
Raiders?
Yeah. Oh, they're just angry.
Yeah.
All the time.
Philly is, yeah.
Philly's get mad at your team, mad at their team, mad at every
town.
Team.
Yeah.
Yeah. They booed Santa Claus once. Yeah, I mean, come on. And when you ask somebody from Philly, how could you guys boo Santa Claus? Well, that guy was drunk.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They booed Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
Hall Mike of Schmidt, Famer Mike Schmidt.
Who was like the best third baseman ever. Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, come on.
Boo. Yeah, Philly's an angry city. New York's an angry town. L.A.'s not an angry town. That's
correct.
The thing that's different. This is a, generally speaking, very upbeat, happy city.
I'll give you an example. Tonight, Dodgers-Giants. Guarantee there's going to be a fight, and somebody will record it, and then you'll say, why are there so many fights? No, there have been fights at Dodger-Giant games forever.
Okay, listen tomorrow, too, for
fight
results
review.
Of the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, results of the fight. I hope they're. I hope it doesn't happen. So, Bergman has had to subscribe to Netflix.
I did.
I heard about this. Well, let's explain this next,
okay.
Because I think it's going to change the way a lot of people consume Netflix, but I don't know how enforceable it will be. But
okay.
We'll explain coming up.
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So everybody hears about cord cutters all. I'm a cord cutter. I don't pay for this or that or the other. And
right.
Bergman's always been one of those. I'm a cord cutter. I'm not paying for stuff.
I pay for everything now. I do.
Believe it when I see it. Now, how do you get Netflix, Greg?
Now I pay for my own.
And why?
Because my ex-girlfriend decided to take it away from me. I was being fair. She was on my Spotify. I was on her Netflix, and we were sharing that.
Did you cancel each other?
Well, once she canceled me, I said, "Hey, you canceled me. I'm going to take you off this." She said, "That's fine."
Okay, so this is interesting because it came out yesterday that Netflix is going to try and crack down on people who share passwords.
Yes.
For example, I think my mom uses my Netflix.
Does
password.
She?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does this mean I have to stop? And she has to pony up for her own. I mean, my mom, I use it in my house, and she uses it in her house. That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
That's no longer allowed?
No longer allowed. By the way, and it shouldn't be. Why do you think if you pay a subscription, everybody you know should get the service too?
Not everybody I know. One person, my mom.
But isn't that theft?
No one else has my password.
Is that not theft? Are you not?
Is my mom not in my family?
She doesn't live with you. It's based on household. She lives in a different household than you.
Right. But if I go to her house and I want to watch Netflix, I could use my password. Right.
Yeah. If you go
and I happen to leave and go back to my house and I happen to leave the Netflix password on.
Yeah.
I think that works. I don't know. Maybe a limit of how many times, like, I wouldn't mind, like, an immediate family loophole.
You mean even if they don't live with you?
Correct. Like, you could give it to Donna and not stepdad
Leo.
Donna
and Leo got to get their own Netflix. I'm not sharing passwords. I do not want to get busted in one of those password sharings. I mean, they're
what do you think is going to happen to you?
They're starting a crackdown. I mean, ultimately, it's just not going to work anymore. Like, your mom is going to log in, and she's not going to be able to get there because Netflix has tracked the entire thing, and they know.
So they can tell where you're logging in from?
Exactly. Exactly.
IP address?
Right? IP, yeah, it's just IP address.
Yeah, but I think they should let me give my password to my mom.
I do not.
What if everybody could give it to one person?
No. Why wouldn't you? Wait.
You know what this is? You used to own movie theaters. This is like when you watch one movie and you're leaving and you look up as you're walking out and there's another movie starting that you haven't seen. So you duck in that theater and catch a second movie.
That's theft.
No, it's double dipping.
Yeah, it's theft. It's theft. You're stealing intellectual property.
But would you have busted in back in the day?
Yeah.
All your employees know me because I work with you, yep. And I go to see Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
And I'm walking out, and what's the one you're going to today?
Nope.
Nope. And I see Nope is starting in 1 minute. And I go, I'm going to check out the beginning of Nope. You would have told your employees to stop me?
Yes.
Were they successful in that?
Yeah, they were. I have a hard-ass operating partner who actually one time had an operating partner who one time pressed charges against somebody who cross theaters.
Well, you know what?
I would argue
if you and I were co-owners of that theater, I would argue, hey, let's think about this for a second. That guy who's ducking into a second movie, chances are he's going to go back to the concession stand. We're already marking up our concession prices so we can make a profit.
We had very affordable concessions.
Yeah, but even if he buys one popcorn and a Diet Coke, we get our money back. Why not keep him in the building, so to speak?
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. We used to do a thing called RPP, Return Per Patron, and we tracked the number of people that were there based on how much they all spent, and you got a figure. I guess selling extra popcorn is good, but we were partners with the studios, and the studios weren't getting the revenue of the tickets, so it's
right.
Part
so it's
of
a
us
little
as
deceptive.
A, as a steward of the film.
This is
the
kind
film.
Of, like, I always thought that Tim Leiwicki, who used to come on with us all the time, who built LA Live and was the original head of AEG when Staples Center opened,
yep.
And we became pretty good friends with Tim. Tim used to... Whenever we'd call him, it became like a running bit. We said, hey, give us 20 tickets for the Kings game tonight. He'd go, done.
Right.
And, you know, he would do it all the time. And one time we said, I go, God, you're so generous with that stuff. And he goes, well, think about it from my side. I'm inviting them to come in, and sure, I'm giving them a ticket. But once they come in the building, they're paying for parking. They're paying for food. If they have a good time, they'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to build a customer base, and sometimes the smartest thing you can do is get them in the building. So, but with Netflix, I don't know if that applies.
No,
because,
nobody's going to buy more popcorn because of
no,
having
no, but,
a Netflix.
But now what'll be interesting is they've come out and said, we're going to crack down on people that password share.
Yes.
I think what they'll do is they'll do a few high-profile crackdowns.
Okay.
But probably not a nationwide blanket campaign to bust everybody, simply because they're hoping people guilt themselves into not sharing passwords like you are. You don't want to even give it to your mom.
I just don't think it's ethical. Yeah, it's one of those, you know.
My mom calls me and says, I want to watch Netflix. I'll say, here, type this in, see if it works. Now, I'm not doing that for others that are not in my family, but I think
right.
I should be able to do it for my mom.
Bergman, who else is sharing your passwords?
It depends on what service
you're
Oh,
you do
about.
Share passwords on other things.
Yeah, on everything.
On everything?
Yeah.
You're not afraid of this crackdown?
Wait a minute. Do you not know this, that if there's a game on the Pac-12 network, since I have DirecTV?
Yeah, you don't get it.
Yes, I do. You know how? I text Greg and tell him to send me the link.
I don't have links anymore. I honestly
oh,
don't have
Oh, that's
links.
Not true. You
well,
do
Greg,
have links.
Greg,
you have
in
links.
Your defense, I have not done that in a while, have
you,
I?
No, you have not hit me up for that in quite some time. But no, I have links. I mean, I don't have links. I have every app. And every,
I don't
so, like,
have
a,
links.
No,
you have an app
mine,
for the Pac-12 network?
Yeah, through something else.
Okay.
yeah, you're so sketchy.
You know what
about
he
it.
Has? No, but he has a guy.
Yeah.
No,
and
no,
this
no,
guy,
a guy
likes to share.
Like a buddy of mine has an Amazon account. I use his Amazon account.
So in for Amazon, you mean so you can watch Amazon Prime?
No, but either way, like people give me stuff, I give them. It's a fair trade.
Yeah.
But Mason's argument is you're trading someone else's product. You're not. It's
a ridiculous argument.
Why is that ridiculous?
Why are they cracking down if it's a ridiculous
because
argument?
Because they want to make more money off of other people.
Sure. No, they do. They have a product. They sell it person by person. They're not expecting your whole family to get your password.
You know, and I think what they're also doing is they just want to scare people into getting all these different, to go buy. Be like, oh, we're going to crack down. So then they all go start buying the different platforms, but they're not actually going
to
do anything.
Well, Netflix is struggling. So they need to make their money by cracking down on people.
Right? It's true. Netflix yeah. is struggling. Their well, stock is down 70% from where it was
2 years ago.
Greenlighted
everybody with an idea. Hey, I got a show about a ladybug cartoon that eats pizza.
I love
Done.
That.
I think
ladybug
that's a great
pizza.
Show. That's actually a show,
Netflix.
By the way.
I want to make a movie about booing Santa Claus. There
booing?
You go.
Yeah.
Santa.
You're in. Let's go.
Yeah, that's another one. Another good idea.
There is that ladybug show, by the way, John.
They have, by the way, done so many, like, for example, Amazon, or I'm not Amazon, Netflix releases a new movie every single week that they have produced, that they have financed, that has real stars, and I've never watched one. I don't know what these movies are, but they're releasing a new one every week. How are you even supposed to know what they are? Now, I happen to know this week's is, what's his name in Gray Suits? Gray Man. With Ryan Gosling. That one I happen to know is coming out. But generally speaking, there's no way to know what even Netflix, their algorithm isn't giving me any of their new movies.
Yeah, just watch Hallmark. They come out with a new movie every Saturday
Hallmark.
Night.
Oh, such crap.
And it's all
such dribbly crap.
Come on.
I don't even know how you can watch a dribble of a Hallmark
oh,
movie.
Oh, it's excellent. You know what?
You're so cynical and sarcastic, and you
know
don't believe
on.
In love, and yet you watch these Hallmark movies.
Yes, because...
No. Oh, God. Is Morales here?
No, he was going to come in. like, I think Laura is saying, she, Laura Roma just walked by saying she loves Hallmark, right? There you go.
Oh, Laura. Laura's got no
edge. Why?
No edge.
You know why?
Soft.
Because it gives you hope. What do you mean soft? You're the one that when we talk about this, you refuse to believe that people get married for money.
No, I believe in love.
It happens.
Do people get
all
money? Do people marry for money in your little dribbly Hallmark movies? No,
in the beginning
they marry for love.
No, in the beginning they're married. What? They're married to a rich guy in the beginning, and then it all comes
what do
apart.
They wind up with?
The guy they grew up with and went to camp
love.
With when they were little.
They wind
kids.
Up with love in every one of those movies.
I think it's all for love. I'm Steve Mason, and no one ever gets married for anything other than love. Love will keep us together. Woohoo!
How you doing, Mason? I want to see you then.
I do it like John?
Do the Steve Mason love dance. I think everything is butterflies and love.
But you realize the hypocrisy here. You watch Hallmark movies where everything is love. It's butterflies. It's rainbows.
Okay,
it's unicorns.
Right. You know what? You know why? It's aspirational. What's my favorite TV show of all time?
Oh, West Wing, yeah.
And what do you say about the West Wing?
Unrealistic.
See, I don't believe that.
That's unrealistic.
I think President Bartlett will be
so
back.
So why am I the one that believes in love and you're the one that believes in West Wing and Hallmark?
Well, I don't know if I believe in it as much as I enjoy the
you, for you, it's a fantasy that people are marrying for love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bergman, marry for love.
He tried that. It didn't work.
It did not work.
I'm going
for the money.
Take another crack
at it. Give me the money.
Roll the dice,
Bergman,
man.
How many times have I told you, go find a rich girl.
A sugar mama.
Heiress. Yep. And that's the one word I want you to concentrate on in 2022. Heiress.
It's on my Bumble profile. Heiresses only.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm sure that's.
I love that.
Raking them in.
Find out if there's any Hiltons that aren't attached at the moment.
Bergman.
Yes.
Hilton's.
What did I do
for
now?
Motel Sixes.
No, I made Paris Hilton and Nikki Hilton and Kathy Hilton. All the Hiltons are cute. Go out with one of the Hiltons. Come on.
Love, Greg.
No.
Love a Hilton.
I'm all about that money.
You'll get the top floor.
He's all. Greg wants to get the bag.
Yeah.
That's it.
Greg, I don't blame you.
Greg wants the bag. He doesn't want a wife. He wants a bag.
No. Yeah. Can do other stuff.
Yeah, well, the wife can have the bag.
The wife
that's the dream.
Have the bag. Exactly. All right. Coming up next for you is Bobcat from the ultimate cord cutter who's got everybody's passwords.
Who's looking for an heiress. Heiresses apply.
Yes. Greg wants the bag. We'll do it next. 710 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. All right, so the Miami Hurricanes hired former Oregon Duck head coach Mario Cristobal this year, and one of the big changes he's making is to get rid of the turnover change. You know, a fun chain that the defense gets when they force a turnover?
Yep.
Cristobal says, no more chain. Is Cristobal right for getting rid of it or being a bit of a no-fun Belichick clone?
Well, I think when I heard about this, I thought turnovers are the most important stat in football. If you get to know any football coach, they'll tell you that. And so that's why they made such a big deal out of turnovers at Miami. But he's trying to change the culture down there. They've been losing for several years, and he's trying to basically get rid of the old and put in new. So I had no problem with him getting rid of the turnover.
I totally get it. If I was him, I'd get rid of it too. I mean, if you're building a new culture, if you're building a new program from the ground up after years of losing, why would you carry on something that was part of all that losing? Establish a new winning program, a new attitude, and whatever new things come along with that. But I understand getting rid of the chain.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just something fun the defense can get up for.
Yeah, they'll do something else. Why stick with
something?
Well,
they weren't winning with it, Greg.
Sure, so. Yeah, sure, but, you know, at least if the defense
is about winning,
out,
Greg. It's about winning.
I understand.
By the way, Greg, Eddie Carrillo tweets, Greg's Bumble account, only looking for heiresses, preferably with Netflix accounts to share.
I have my own Netflix now, thank you very much.
All right, go ahead. Bobcat. I interrupted you.
All right, so Well, I'm not going to do this one because
okay,
I already got
that
my,
one.
Let me see if Ireland's very confusing.
So Kylie Jenner bought a private jet right before the pandemic hit for almost $73 million.
I'm actually glad you're doing this story. Listen to this story, Mace.
She calls it Kylie Air. Apparently, she loves this jet so much that she uses it for flights from Camarillo to Van Nuys, which is a 3-minute long flight.
Ooh.
Traffic would be about an hour, hour and a half, to depending on if how the drive goes in traffic. But if you stop in Calabasas, it's even less than that, probably close to about an hour. What's happening here, John?
What's happening is Kylie Jenner has a lot of money, and she bought her own private jet, and she should be able to do whatever the hell she wants with her private jet.
3 minutes.
3 minutes that saves her an hour. But this
Where is a 3-minute flight? From where to where?
Van Nuys, from Camarillo Airport to Van Nuys Airport.
God, Camarillo has its own airport?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So does Van Nuys.
And she lives Van Nuys. She lives in Calabasas.
So it's right. So halfway.
Yeah.
So she drives to
Camarillo.
Camarillo
gets
on
a plane, goes to Van Nuys, and then from the Van Nuys Airport, she can fly anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem.
You know what?
She's got the money. I mean,
yeah. You know what this reminds me of? Larry David's ex-wife used to scream at people all
the
time. The
TV ex-wife or the real ex-wife?
Real ex-wife.
Okay, real ex-wife.
She's an environmentalist.
Yes, she is.
And she used to complain that people drove SUVs. And then she would fly private to New York every week.
Right, right.
You know, if you've got a plane and you can afford it, I don't care if you take it 3 minutes or 300 minutes. You go, Kylie Jenner. And I'm not just saying this, Greg, because she happens to be really hot and she's a billionaire.
I'm sure.
I'm just
that
putting that out.
Nothing to do with it whatsoever. The amount of gas that she's using to go for those 3 minutes.
She can afford it. More
she
power
can afford
to
it,
her.
But other people need that stuff. We're paying
$8. What are you talking about?
Jet fuel is not.
Yeah, she's got a really big carbon foot.
Right.
Is that what you're supposed to say?
Yeah, carbon footprint.
Carbon footprint.
Yeah, she's got a really big bankroll, too. God bless her.
A big carbon footprint, but I guess she can afford it.
She's the one who
cares what they do?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, who cares what they do? They're rich.
She has two children with Travis Scott, but they're not married.
Okay.
So maybe she's like taking the kids to see Travis Scott. I don't know.
Van Nuys?
In Camarillo and Van Nuys, you know.
Can't sit in traffic.
No, traffic's the worst part about L.A. is traffic.
Yeah,
Kylie, may I suggest buying a helicopter, though? It's a little more cost-effective.
Bobcat.
Okay, so what is the proper way of drinking coffee? Sugar or creamer, right?
Yeah,
okay, black. Black is the proper way.
Okay, black.
I'm with you, Greg.
All right, I'm going to show you a video.
Okay.
I'm a quarterback from University of Kentucky, and you're not going to believe how he drinks this
coffee. No, this dude's weird.
Oh, is this the guy with all the weird food stuff?
Yeah. Will Levis. There it is. Watch, Mace. Look what he's doing. Mayo in the coffee. Stir it up.
Oh!
Drink it.
Why would you do this?
Now, again, I have zero issue with him as long as he doesn't put it in my coffee. You be you, Will Levis. I don't care. This, Mason, are you going to get all worked up again like when you got all bent out of shape that people are putting ketchup on things they shouldn't put ketchup on? What difference does it make if he puts mayonnaise in his coffee?
It's disgusting.
No, it's not.
Oh, are you kidding me? That's not disgusting? Would you put mayonnaise in coffee and drink it?
No, I have no interest. But
no interest.
I don't care.
It's disgusting.
Michael puts ketchup on everything. I don't put ketchup on most things.
He just has bad taste. Well,
for $100, sip of mayonnaise coffee.
Oh, done. You give me $100?
No.
Jorge, don't back down.
You're backing out.
You just said $100.
You can't back out. You just said it. $100.
I said the question. What if they offered you $100?
No, you did not say. I'm just asking the question. You said $100 if you put mayonnaise in your coffee.
That guy's, by the way, got a bunch of stupid ass food things that he does. I think he's just showing off and trying to stand out and trying to be creative or whatever, but mayonnaise and coffee. I don't drink coffee black anymore. I hate coffee, but I've been Dousing it with oat milk, and that seems to be okay. Oat milk and stevia, and I'm good. Yeah, it's easier on my stomach.
But, John, isn't that what happened with you with licking your shoe? You said it fast enough, done.
Yeah.
Before you could take it back.
I'd give anybody $100 who would lick the bottom of their shoe, and I licked it and stuck my hand out before he could take it back.
Yeah, see, you just did the same thing with Jorge.
Yeah, but Jorge took it back too quick.
Yeah, Jorge withdrew.
If I had mayo in here, man, you'd be in big trouble.
For real, huh?
It's that kind of day.
Yep.
It is very much that type of day.
Bergman, Bobcat. What do you got?
All right, so I found a new baseball stat that I didn't know personally. So Eric Steven of True Blue LA sent out a tweet today about isolated power. Do you have any idea what it is? Isolated
no.
power?
Isolated no? power. No.
Does that, like, home runs or extra base hits with no one on base?
Kind of. So isolated power is simple to compute. It's your slugging minus your batting average to show your raw power. His example was about Gavin Lux, who had an ISO of .073 through May 31st, which was 160th out of 171 players. From June 1st on, he's up to a 179. What do you think of ISO, and will you start using it to think about baseball stats?
No, I don't understand what it
is. Yeah, what is it? I don't understand what it is.
Power. It shows you exactly like how often you're getting doubles and triples. And
but can runs. I do
but isn't
that by
slugging
looking at,
percentage?
Yeah, this is what this is, man.
Yeah, but can I look at the stat that you're...
ISO?
Yeah, the stat that you want, Greg. Can I just determine that by looking at how many doubles and how many triples a guy has?
You know, baseball's about finding stats with subtracting and adding.
Yeah, I don't need to.
Yeah, I think you're making this more complicated than it needs
to
be.
I have a loose handle on the stats anyway. I don't need another ISO power. Like, OPS and slugging and all that stuff should account for whatever the hell it is you're saying Gavin Lux did from June the whatever to July the whatever.
Yeah, I know. It was very weird, and I just thought, I was like, that's an interesting stat that I don't fully understand, but maybe you guys would have liked it. So, no is the answer.
I think it's pretty clear we don't.
Bobcat.
Pretty clear. All right, so I can do the one that I wasn't going to do, or I can do a kick it off the planet.
Whatever you... Both.
We'll just do it anyway. Disney Plus is adding Deadpool, Deadpool 2, and Logan to their catalog of shows tomorrow.
Nice.
And that's amazing news for people that love those movies. Like
they're
me,
great.
And you love them, exactly.
Deadpool, he's such a smartass. I love that.
Oh, it's great. It's a fantastic movie. But they're all rated R, and I won't even let Riley watch either of the Deadpools.
No, you
right
shouldn't.
Now.
They're pretty filthy.
No, right. And she's 10 years old. So she needs another couple of years, maybe one, two, three. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But so how do you feel about having R-rated movies on Disney Plus that anyone can access at any time?
I have no issue with it at all. I mean, these are... Disney movie. Now, technically, that's a Fox movie that they're going to show on Disney Plus.
Now, it's moving to Disney Plus.
Moving
it will
to
be
Disney
on
Plus.
Disney Plus. So,
what I understand is why doesn't
on it.
Why doesn't Hulu and Disney combine? They've got so many. If you put those two channels together, they're both owned by Disney.
They can get more money separate.
Separate,
because
right.
they can charge you for Hulu and they can charge you
double
for
dipping.
Disney Plus.
Exactly, yeah. Double dipping. Yeah, I've got no problem with R-rated movies on Disney Plus. That's totally okay with me. I mean, I don't have kids, so you've got Riley and
right.
Jorge, is Maite going to wander in, turn on the Disney Plus, and watch Deadpool?
No, she just knows Alexa for now and YouTube. That's it.
Okay, good, yeah. good. Yeah, I have no issue with it. You have an issue with it?
Yeah, I just don't want I don't want Riley watching that right now. It's just too much. So if she's sitting at home and I'm in my room and she turns on Disney Plus,
uh-huh.
and she clicks on it, I'm not going to know. If there's some
will
way,
she survive?
I don't know.
But there's a
she
way
might
for you
wanna...
to fix those settings. The
yeah,
control.
Fix the parental so, settings, parent
like,
person.
Within Disney Plus, though, or even if it's not even Disney Plus. It's
I think
Netflix,
there's a way to do it, Greg. I don't know how. I mean, I can't explain to you, but I think there's a way to do it.
Okay, well, then maybe I'll do it that way. But I just, I don't know. I love those movies. But...
Yeah, they're great movies. Have you ever seen a Deadpool?
Nope.
You do not have to have ever watched the superhero movie. It's just
I
Ryan
seen,
Reynolds.
What did you say? Deadpool 1, Deadpool 2, and what was the third one?
Logan. You wouldn't watch
Logan.
Logan,
you wouldn't watch. That's an X-Men movie. But those two movies, funny as hell. Funny as hell.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. Bobcat.
All right, so let's do a kick it off the planet to end this up.
Okay.
Before I get fired. So we're going to do... This is more probably lean towards Mason a little bit.
Okay.
And we just thought about it right now. Chinatown or Godfather?
Mace, this is a hard one for you.
For you. I think I'd know it for you, John. You're king of Chinatown.
Yeah, Chinatown's a god. But, Chinatown's an easy movie to boot because it's Roman Polanski did it, and Roman Polanski's a bad guy. So it's easy to say, okay, see ya. Godfather is the greatest movie ever produced by Hollywood. So, but for Mace, this Chinatown's your favorite movie, but
it
I know
is
you
my
also
favorite movie
think,
of all time.
You also think The Godfather is one of the great movies ever. So what do you say?
If I had to kick one of these movies off the planet,
never existed.
I would kick Chinatown off.
Yeah. Yeah. Godfather is too good.
The Godfather is way too universal, and everybody's seen it. And what would we do without
everybody except Funches?
Yeah,
everybody seen except Godfather.
Funch. Yeah. For some reason, Jorge, you've watched it, right?
Oh, of course, all three of them.
Of course.
So doesn't that then make it your favorite movie? Chinatown can't be your favorite movie if you're kicking it off the planet.
Not necessarily. You can still have favorites that.
See,
know,
Godfather is always
though.
The cop out to the question, what's the greatest movie of
no,
all time?
No, so like my favorite baseball player ever, Greg, is Nolan Ryan.
Sure.
But Nolan Ryan's not the greatest pitcher ever.
No.
You know, like, so if you said going. Nolan Ryan or Sandy Koufax, I'd probably say Koufax.
You'd kick Koufax off.
No, I don't. I'd kick Ryan off. He's my favorite player of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. Koufax was better.
Yeah, The Godfather, and I just rewatched The Godfather after I saw The Offer.
Yeah.
And it was a really cool watch to watch. The Offer, by the way, got snubbed at the Emmys, but it's a great show. It's on Paramount Plus. It is fantastic. I just love that show. It's about the making of The Godfather. So, yeah, unfortunately, Chinatown would have to go. Oh, and that great score by Goldstein. Goldman.
I don't know who
Goldman.
Did it. But it is a great movie.
Goldfarb.
Nicholson's
like
great.
That.
Faye Dunaway's great.
Starts with a G, though.
Starts with a G for sure. Goldstein.
Bobcat.
Goldfarb. All right.
Just good naming golds.
Do you think it's even gold?
I have no idea. Who did the music for Chinatown? Yeah. I have no idea.
Chinatown score. Let's see. It's done by Jerry Goldsmith.
Wow. That's
go.
A nice pull
wow.
by you.
That was great.
I just assume
something.
That every movie is done by Hans Zimmer.
Or John Williams.
Yeah, one of the two.
One or the other. All right, cut off next for you. John, I want to circle back to the proposed Dodgers trade for Gavin Lux. Now, this was originally proposed by Jeff Passan, and I put it out today, and I am getting just slapped around on social media.
Something's going to the Dodgers
earlier today.
The Dodgers are going to do something because there's only 11 days before the trade. Isn't the trade deadline August 2nd?
August 1, yeah.
Today is the 21st of July. So in 11 days.
Something's going to go.
Yeah. So they're going to do something.
So
this may not be it, but they're going to do something.
The Passan trade is Gavin Lux, Dustin May, number one prospect Diego Cartaya, number two prospect Bobby Miller, number five prospect Miguel Vargas, and number 18 prospect Gavin Stone. Now, a lot of Dodger fans are like, are you out of your mind? You don't have your fastball
today.
Dodgers
don't want to train anybody. I wanted to get you Ohtani, and you didn't want him.
And somebody, by the way, also has pointed out, multiple people have pointed out, the sweetener on this deal would be for the Dodgers to take the Corbin trade. Take Corbin in
Get
exchange.
Get money off their
books. Because he's got a really big... And if you're the Dodgers, you don't do the trade unless you know you can sign him.
Unless you know you can sign Soto.
Soto, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
You got to know. You got to have that deal in place.
Completely agree.
So we'll get to that coming up. 877-710-ESPN. Dodger fans, does that sound reasonable? And also, we'll tell you what the pitcher is. Who the pitcher is that the Dodgers are likely to focus on over the next couple of weeks. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.